Masechtas Arla, Parak Beis, Mishnah Hey. We mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah, Machlekes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, regarding spices or a leavening agent that's less than the Kebeah size, that's Tamei. According to Beis Shammai, it can still transmit Tumah to other foods because its taste is still recognizable in the mixture. And Beis Hillel holds that always food needs to be a Kebeah size in order to transmit Tumah. Mishnah Hay over here continues. Destoy ish kvar yasma hayam itamidu Beis Shammai. Someone by the name of Destoy was a man from the city of Yasma. He was from the Talmidim of the Yeshiva of Shammai. V'amar, and he said, Shemati mi Shammai Azakin. I heard from Shammai Azakin himself, Shammar, that he said, La'ilam einim atama ad shehebe boi kebea. That even this leavening agent or spices, they can never make other food tame unless they're the size of an egg. So he was one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, yet he heard from Shammai himself that Shammai held like Beis Hillel, that you need a kebeah size in order to transmit Tumah. Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah goes back to explain something we mentioned in Mishnah Dalet. We mentioned that the leavening agent and the spices, that their taste is recognizable. So then regarding truma that fell into chulin, even if there's more than a 1 to 100 ratio, which normally will nullify it, it's not nullified and it becomes meduma. So the Mishnah comes to explain that. Lama amru, where did we say kala hamachamitz hamasabel, anything that's gonna cause a leavening or will season and spice up a dish, that it will make meduma, it will make a meduma mixture that's going to be lahachmer, only to be stringent, to require that the mixture has to be eaten by a kain. That's min b'mineg, when it's the same type of thing and the same type of thing. And this is going to be explained at the end of the Mishnah. There's another case, lahakal lahachmir. Sometimes it's not only to be stringent, but it's also to be lenient. That's going to be min b'she'en minay, when it's two different types of things that got mixed together. And this case is going to be explained in the next Mishnah on tomorrow's Mishnah. So stay tuned. Ketzad, how is this so? Mishnah here continues and it's coming to explain the first case, min b'minay, when it's the same type of thing that got mixed in the same type of thing. And it's only going to be lahachmir, to be stringent. Ketzad, how is this so? Sa'ar shel chitim, shenafal teich isas chitim. If sa'ar sourdough made from chitim, from wheat, and this is talking about truma wheat, that fell into regular dough, that's chulin wheat. And the Mishnah now explains all the different possibilities. V'yesh b'kedei lahachmitz. If it has kedei lahachmitz, there's enough sourdough that fell in to leaven the entire chulin dough. So if that's the case, and that's considered a leavening agent that now will leaven the dough and its taste will be distinct, bein she'yesh b'lalis b'echad ameya, bein she'ein b'lalis b'echad ameya, whether or not there's 100 parts chulin to the one part truma, it doesn't make a difference. It's usher. It's going to be forbidden to a non-kayin because it has enough sourdough truma to leaven the entire dough, and therefore it's not going to be nullified, even if it's 1 to 100 ratio. However, if there's less than the 1 to 100 ratio, so then anyways, it doesn't have the proportions necessary to nullify the truma. In such a case, then it does not make a difference whether or not the truma sourdough was enough to leaven the whole chulin dough, even if it's not able to, still usher, because there is less than 100 parts chulin to the one part truma. And so you anyways don't have the proportions necessary to make a nullification.